You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bang! Pow! It's Get Action, The Wire's weekly check-in with Action Station Aotearoa.
Trans-Tasman Resource Limited is an Australian mining company who have been looking to acquire consents for a seabed mining project in the Taranaki Bight for more than a decade. The Taranaki Bight is home to a biodiverse ecosystem and a crucial spot for local fishers, and so fierce opposition from the local community has been able to thwart attempts by Trans-Tasman Resource to gain consents for this project. However, with the introduction of fast-track legislation, there are concerns that the Australian company may be able to bypass local opposition and environmental experts to gain consents and begin deep-sea mining in the Taranaki Bight. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Charlotte Melser, a district councillor in Whanganui, about her petition to the local government to continue blocking attempts by Trans-Tasman Resources to gain consents to mine in the Taranaki Bight. Okay, so to begin, can you give us a rundown on your petition and what your calls are?
Yes, totally. So our concerned communities petition is calling on our local bodies to collectively and individually oppose the granting of any seabed mining consents in the Taranaki Bight to Trans-Tasman Resources Limited, and to ensure that all relevant information is provided to the EPA or the Fast Track Panel, and to represent our district and our region at any hearing of the Environment Protection Authority or the Fast Track Panel considering Trans-Tasman Resources Limited application. The fundamental purpose of this petition is to give a strong mandate to our local bodies from our communities in Taranaki, South Taranaki, Whanganui and Manawatū, as these are the coastal areas that are likely to be affected if the seabed mining is to go ahead.
Can you tell us about how the mining proposal by Trans-Tasman Resources will impact the South Taranaki Bight and its marine life?
Totally. So the company wants to mine up to 50 million tonnes of sand from the seabed every year for 35 years and to extract minerals from it and then dump 45 million tonnes of it back into the ocean, into the project area. And this will not only be destructive to the project area, but it will likely create plumes that could travel as far as Manawatū. This could affect fisheries throughout the entire bight, but it will likely have a drastically dire impact on the rocky reefs that have been well mapped and documented by NIWA. These are complex and delicate ecosystems, and they'll be impacted by plumes and starved of sunlight. So, yeah, I mean, there's been lots and lots of documentation on the diversity in the area. There's a distinct species of pygmy blue whale in the area. They've not been found anywhere else in the world, and they rely on a healthy marine ecosystem. I mean, I could go on. It really is a thriving, diverse environment. And, yeah, I'd recommend looking at Project Reef's website. There's some incredible studies and photographs of some of the habitats and species in the area.
And how could this mining project impact the livelihoods of the local community in Taranaki and Manawatū?
Yeah, so TTRL have suggested that this project will bring an abundance of money and jobs to the region, but they're an Australian company. They'll extract majority of the profits offshore, and they recently had to retract statements that had been made to the New Zealand government and to its investors that the proposal would generate $1 billion a year, admitting that this assertion was not based on any reliable data. Job creation is limited to around 300 jobs based in New Zealand. However, these are due to be really highly skilled positions, and it's unclear whether they'll be able to be filled by locals. The proposal poses a direct threat to our fishing industry, which is a vital economic sector for our region, for our coastal communities. And the sediment discharge from the sediment plume will affect the hard rocky reef systems in the area and therefore the fish stocks. Our mana whenua have been collecting kaimoana along this coast for hundreds of years, and the fast track bill will cut out their voices from the decision-making process, despite fishermen and divers being the ones that are the most knowledgeable of these environments.
Right, and I believe that the project has also impacted the development of renewable energy in the region. Could you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Sure, yeah. So there's been quite a lot of interest in the South Taranaki Bight from a number of wind farm developers recently, and it was well covered in the media recently that Blue Float has pulled out of any interest in discussions of offshore wind development in the area. They were the most established main player in the early stages of wind farm development. They pulled out as a direct response to the government's support of seabed mining, clearly stating that these two industries are incompatible. And this comes at a time when we are facing an energy crisis, and I find it baffling.
Trans-Tasman Resources has previously been unsuccessful in attempts to gain consents for this project, but do you think that the current government and new fast-tracking process could change that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll also say that this fight for our marine environment has been going on for over a decade. Iwi and Hapu, groups like CASM and incredible individuals have been on the front line for a long time. There's an incredible history of unity and community action and determination. But yeah, you're right. Earlier this year, TTRL pulled their application from the APA hearing very suddenly, and it was no surprise to most when the proposal appeared on the fast track project list. They'd pulled out of the hearing before the APA had made their final decision, instead focusing on their fast track application, and in doing so, they cut short a judicial process which had been ongoing for 7 years. It then decided to sidestep the local community and local fishing industry by resubmitting under the fast track. This is why this petition is so important. It gives a platform to our communities to keep their voices in the game through our local authorities who are there to represent us.
And lastly, how should the local government respond to the proposal for the mining project?
Yeah, we want our local bodies to prepare themselves now. We want them to understand the implications of this project on our region and therefore be able to ask the right questions of TTRL and the Fast Track panel. We're wanting our councils to have access to an independent cost-benefit analysis so they can be armed with the correct data and modelling. Trans-Tasman Resources Limited have proven themselves time and time again to provide data and statements that are not credible, so we need independent modelling. I guess ultimately we are now relying on our local government to keep this as a priority. And I think TTRL is relying on our communities tiring of this issue. You know, it has been a decade-long fight, and I guess this comes at a time when there's an assault on multiple environmental and social issues. But seabed mining in the Taranaki and South Taranaki cannot go ahead, and we will not allow our marine environment and our regional sustainability to be put at risk.
All right, thank you very much, Charlotte. That's about everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
Please sign the petition.
Yeah, of course.
So this petition launched last week, and we have built a pretty amazing website to go alongside it, so concernedcommunities.co.nz. You can sign the petition through that, or you can look up Concerned Communities on Action Station. I would encourage everyone to sign it. So this is a local petition for local residents specifically to target this seabed mining proposal. So this is different from any other petition that has been like this. This is not calling on our central government. This is calling on our local bodies to speak up on our behalf. It's looking like through the fast track bill that Iwi and communities are going to be cut out of this. And so we are relying on our local bodies to speak for us. So this petition targets our local bodies.
And that was Charlotte Melser from the Whanganui District Council talking to us about a petition of hers opposing Trans-Tasman Resource Limited and their attempts to mine in the Taranaki Bight. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Concerned Communities of Taranaki and Manawatu Against Seabed Mining. Or you can sign the petition on their official website, concernedcommunities.co.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.